Report: Trump's urging ICE agents to Minneapolis-St. Paul amid widespread fraud among Somalis. By John Binder on January 5, 2026. President Donald Trump's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, is reportedly surging Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents to Minnesota's Twin Cities as fraud and abuse of taxpayer programs continues to come to light among the region's massive Somali refugee population. On Monday, CBS News exclusively reported that DHS is deploying about 2,000 federal agents to the Minneapolis-St. Paul area to oversee a 30-day surge in operations in the Twin Cities area, making the region the first major target of the Trump administration's expanded immigration crackdown in the new year, officials said. CBS News reported. Agents deployed from Homeland Security investigations are expected to probe alleged cases of fraud, building on last month's inspection of dozens of sites in the Minneapolis area. Emphasis added. Multiple officials told CBS News the total federal presence could ultimately become even larger, with as many as 600 HSI agents and up to 1,500 ICE IRL officers rotating through the Minneapolis area over the course of the month-long deployment. Emphasis added. On Monday, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, D., announced he would be dropping out of the state's gubernatorial race this year as the fraud scandal, where Somali refugees are accused of defrauding billions from a taxpayer-funded program meant to feed poor children, grows even larger. Late last month, Attorney General Pam Bondi said 85 Somali migrants had been charged thus far in the fraud scandal in Minnesota, with 60 already having been convicted. The scandal has prompted citizen journalists to uncover alleged fraud among Somali migrants across Ohio, Maine, Pennsylvania, Washington, and Minnesota, where such migrants have opened daycare centers allegedly for the sole purpose of securing federal taxpayer dollars, despite not having any children at their locations. Trump recently estimated that Somali refugees have allegedly stolen some $19 billion in public funds from Minnesota taxpayers, thanks to the massive fraud scheme that allegedly funded lavish vacations and luxury cars. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.